This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
It is time for the spillover. Just me and Sip, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Got a stat from Young Ben during the break.
Okay.
This goes back to NFL winners and losers.
Yes. Which was fabulous.
Now,
good job, Jake.
I gave you the stat that was also amazing about the Detroit Lions having more touchdowns than incomplete passes the last four games. That's insane. 18 touchdowns, 15 incomplete passes the last four games.
Jared Goff on a heater.
Yeah. From Young Ben, sent me a screenshot. Danny Dimes, a.k.a. Daniel Jones, a.k.a. Danny Dimes, has not thrown a touchdown pass in New York City since New Year's Day of 2023. That's 658 days ago. Mm.
That GM aired. Whoever
they,
that
they
is.
They won a playoff game with him. I still, we need to give Brian Daboll some serious credit for 2 years ago.
Okay.
Going, I think they won 11 games and won a playoff game at Minnesota. Somehow, with Daniel Jones, who we all thought was not very good. Then last year, again, 4-13, horrible. This year, horrible. Now, Malik Nabers has been battling some injuries, which is his star target at receiver. Mm-hmm. But 118 yards of offense at home.
That's really bad. Yeah, their offensive issues are profound, which gets me to a segue.
Ooh.
Like Nebraska's offensive issues are not as profound, but they're significant. Now, you watch Nebraska closely. You're a loose journalist.
I don't know what I call myself.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm loose media also. Loose
media.
Marcus, I don't go to press conferences anymore.
Marcus Satterfield is, you know, it's the coordinator day at Nebraska. Tony White and Marcus Satterfield appear. Ben.
Yes.
Suggested that I ask the question of Satterfield, is there any thought of running Dylan Raiola? I'm going to ask the question.
I think it's a fair question to ask, because as Bill said in earlier in the show, this offense, you know, last year was not great, but it could run the football with the quarterback and then open up the run game in general. This year, there's no run game at all because there's no QB run.
I know, but we have to... We're not suggesting that they go back to last year.
I'm not saying, no. We wanted to have a passing quarterback.
Right.
And Dylan showed that he could, at least the first few games.
Well, he can.
Been absent the last couple games.
Well, he's not completely absent. I mean...
Now, there's been some rumblings that Dylan's not fully healthy.
Yeah.
Well, that ankle against Illinois he suffered. And ever since then, Purdue and Indiana and Rutgers, he's not looked right, not been as efficient. Is there validity to that injury being... a lingering thing going on?
Well, and that would affect this conversation that we're...
Right, he's not going to run the ball if he's hurt.
You're not going to run him if his ankles or his foot's hurting.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
What else would you address? What would you want to address with Marcus Satterfield?
Where's Carter Nelson been?
Okay.
If I ask the question. I mean, again, he's not a superstar, but he was impactful the first few games of the season. Is he heading towards a redshirt?
No, wait a second. No, he's not, because he's playing special teams.
Then where's he at then?
He's playing special teams, so he's not. I think he's beyond the redshirt.
All right, why is he not part of the offense right now? He hasn't been for several games.
He's beyond the redshirt because he's played specials. That's a good question. What else would you want to know?
I would just ask in general, why does it seem
putting
like...
putting you on the spot a little bit.
It's fine. I'll be Steve Sipple over here.
Yeah, be Steve Sipple.
I would ask Marcus, you know, this offense has really not done a lot the last few weeks. You know, is there something you can do to give it a spark? Mm. Is a spark possible?
Is there a spark?
What does that look like for you?
Well, and that's,
is it a practice thing? Mm-hmm. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've made a suggestion. I mean, we've talked about it, that maybe that's Harburg. And I've come around on that discussion. When Nebraska was earlier in the season, offense was more productive. I pushed back on that. I just didn't think, why would you disrupt it? Now, see, conversations in sports evolve and sports seasons evolve. I'm more open to it now. I'm very open to it because you need a spark. So we'll see. We'll see on that. I don't know. Did we get to the sound? Oh, we did not get to the sound on Rule talking about perimeter blocking. If you have it, it's great. If you don't, what he said was,
summarize that.
What he said was, it's been deficient all season.
It's been deficient for years at Nebraska, has it not?
Isn't it? Now, I applaud Rule. Because he is very, very transparent. The corners, we got beat on 50-50 balls. Perimeter blocking, we haven't done well in it all year. So, now, that's not a good day for your receivers coach to hear that.
Is that more of a shot at Garrett McGuire or at the receivers themselves?
Well, it's both. I mean,
who's more to blame?
I never know what to say in that. I mean, I know this, though, Jake. In this day and age of NIL, when you're talking about guys like Banks and Nayor, these are grown men making money now.
Yes, you can criticize them now.
Yeah, and they're the age of, they're probably older than some NFL rookies. NFL guys are open. NFL guys are open to criticism, right?
Correct.
How about a receiver making six figures?
Worthy of criticism.
Open to criticism.
Yes.
I'm not saying they're the culprits, but they're starters, and the perimeter blocking hasn't been good. I mean, that suggests that they've been part of that, right?
Right. You could ask, also your last question could be, Marcus, why not just do go routes all day? OC Sipple has spoken. Where's the go routes, Marcus?
Bill looked at me like I was crazy, but
where are the go routes? They stopped throwing the ball down the field.
Number 19 and number 17,
they
send them.
Throwing the ball down the field for a couple games, which is odd. That works for the first few. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon. Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.